Yes, that's right. You are on ABC Radio. My name's Tim Brunero. Great to be with you. I'm here with Fran Mathey.
Hello to all our listeners. Lovely to be back with you on New Year's Eve in Sydney Harbour.
Of course, Fran Mathey is a professional audio describer. She does this for a living. She does movies. She does TV shows. What else do you do? You did live stuff as well.
A few exhibitions, yeah. A little bit of theatre, some lighting design. Tonight is pretty much the extravaganza of the year because there's so much going on at once. We've got lighting, we've got fireworks, we've got pylon projections, we've got aerial drones launching fireworks tonight, Tim.
And let's just explain what you do when you do a movie or a TV show. You explain what you do.
So I get a bit more lead time than I get with fireworks. I get to script a bit of a description when there's gaps in the dialogue and sound effects, and then I get to describe what's going on for people who are blind or have low vision.
So between the characters talking in a movie, you'll say James Bond shakes someone's hand and
if that's what he's
moves
doing
to get a drink. Yeah, yeah. And then in action scenes, that must just be all you.
Yeah, well, sometimes there's a lot of sound effects that have to be heard as well, but those sound effects usually have to be explained, a bit like fireworks when we want to know what's going on, when that big bang happened or when that big ooh happened among the audience around the waterfront. So it's partly a matter of explaining sound effects, it's partly a matter of putting the visual into words, and it's partly a matter of bringing the emotion of the scene as well, or in tonight's case, the emotion of the colour and the design of the fireworks.
All right, so you're going to explain very soon how you describe the fireworks. You're going to describe how you describe the fireworks, the taxonomy or the special language that you use.
That's a bit meta, a description of the description, yes.
But before we do that, why don't we hear from some long-time listeners? We've been doing this for a while now.
We have. This is 10 years this year for me, and I think it'll be 9 for you, Tim.
So we've got a few years under our belt, and we've actually got quite a loyal, some might say fanatical, listener base who enjoy what you do.
And I asked them to tell us how they're bringing the colour to their New Year's Eve.
And so we've got some of those people here who we had a chat to just a little bit earlier. First, let's hear from Coral.
I'm Coral and I live in Five Doctor Sydney, and I'll be enjoying the fireworks via Fran's descriptions. In the evening, I'll probably have a nice meal of some sort that I'll probably end up cooking myself, might be a roast. Many years ago, I used to go into the city. John's dad also was blind, and he used to go and sell leis and whistles and all kinds of sparkly things that he could buy at auction, and we would take him in. I remember one year we were even down at Circular Quay. Of course, in those days, employment was different for blind people, and he used to make his money that way, selling whatever he could. I always stay up till midnight and listen to the fireworks, and quite often I find something that makes a loud noise after it's all over, and I go out in the street and yell out, "Happy New Year!" And all the cars go by and probably think I'm crazy, but that's what I do.
I just love the idea of Coral being out there doing her thing, banging on something at midnight, don't you?
Hi, Coral. I hope you found something loud already.
I just love that. So if you're in Five Dock, which is a suburb of Sydney,
listen out
and
for
you
Coral's
see someone,
Happy New Year.
Yeah, listen out. Or if you're driving around and you see someone banging something or, you know, tooting on a bugle or some such, that's Coral. So just be aware that that's what's happening. Perfectly safe, nothing to worry about. It's just Coral. exercising your own right to make noise.
To bring in the new year.
To bring in the new year.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting what she was saying about her
father-in-law. Yeah.
And how before things got a bit more enlightened with people who were blind, vision impaired, he used to buy stuff
very
cheap.
Buy things at auction and sell them on in the city for New Year's Eve.
And then sell them on the city at New Year's Eve, you know, when people were walking around, they wanted something to make a bit of noise or something to wear or something. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, if you've just joined us, my name's Tim Brunero. I'm here with Fran Mathey. We're doing an audio description of the New Year's Eve fireworks.
Australia's biggest public event, as it happens.
Australia's biggest public event. This is the 9 o'clock fireworks that we're going to describe. We will also be describing the midnight fireworks. So if you're interested in hearing about what's going on at midnight, it's fair to say it's a slightly bigger show at midnight. There's the pylon projections, there's more light, there's as many fireworks and so on. That would be a good idea to listen to that as well and get involved with that. All right, we spoke to some other long-time listeners to our broadcast. This is Dan, who's from Albury.
Hi, it's Dan. I'm from Albury, and I will be celebrating New Year's Eve this year with my guide dog, Quinlan. We are attending Drag Bingo in Albury and looking forward to some fun and frivolity with some drag queens in Albury Wodonga. Quinlan and I will be dressing up in our bright colours to show our support for inclusion, and we were lucky enough to be attendees at this year's Mardi Gras amongst theme Free to Be. So Quinlan will be able to bring out his rainbow bandana from Mardi Gras this year, which will be lovely to be out in rainbow on New Year's Eve.
There you go. That's Dan from Albury, whose guide dog Quinlan will also be enjoying the fireworks. Okay, now you're going to tell us how you're going to describe the fireworks in just a moment, but I wouldn't mind hearing from just another one of our long-time listeners, because they were absolutely fanatical about this. They said, Fran, we insist on coming on and talking to you for your 10-year anniversary, because they just so appreciate the ABC putting on this special coverage, a special service. Let's hear from Edwina.
Hi there, this is Edwina. I'm in Bathurst, New South Wales. I will be spending my New Year's Eve pretty quietly at home. I'm legally blind. I've been learning Braille for about 3 months now. My daily practice on New Year's Eve will be brailing out my objectives for 2026. And then a little later on, I will have a drink with my husband. It will be gin and blood orange to bring some colour, and will be accompanied by my 18-year-old orange cat, who will be having his ears blocked at 9 o'clock when we have some fireworks here in Bathurst. I won't be attending the fireworks. It's not really my thing. Most of my life, theatre, film, fireworks were not accessible, so I just never really developed a connection or a taste for those things. But if I'm awake, I will be listening in to Fran's lovely description of the fireworks. And New Year's morning, I will be getting up and going to my local pool and swimming some laps with my husband, which is a bit of a New Year's Day tradition in this household.
That's what you'll be doing tomorrow morning, Fran, going for a swim.
Swimming some laps. I should be inspired to do that, actually. I think I'll probably be recovering from all the fireworks descriptions tonight. I hope we've still got Edwina listening in at midnight. And I'm hoping for some blood orange in the fireworks palette as well, to echo that gin and the orange cat that's keeping Edwina company for the fireworks tonight.
How are you feeling about giving us a bit of a taste of how you do the description, or do you want to hear more from our listeners? Because, look, I want to hear more from the listeners.
Yes.
I'm torn here. I'm sort of asking you, but then I'm really just yanking the decision back, because...
Let's do it all. We've got time to describe the fireworks later. Let's hear what some other people are doing around the country.
Okay, this is Erica. She's a bit of a musical theatre fan. Let's hear what she says.
I'm Erica, and I'm doing the same thing I do every New Year's Eve and spending it with family and friends. The thing I'm most looking forward to in 2026 is seeing more musical theatre. I'm looking forward to Anastasia the Musical and seeing as many productions of Come From Away from community theatres as possible, to continue my record of seeing the show as many times as I can. Professionally, I've seen it 21 times, and I'm looking forward to adding a lot more community theatre productions to that record.
What is Come From Away?
It's a musical. It doesn't sound like a musical premise, but it's about the town in Alaska, I'm pretty sure, where all the planes were diverted to in 9/11. So a whole lot of people from different walks of life came together in this tiny town that just had to scramble to house and feed them all.
And look after them all. Yeah.
Yes. So good enough for
Erica
to see 21 times. I think that's got to be a bit of a musical theatre record for a Sydney sider. But I do feel like Sydney's a bit overrepresented. Maybe we should head to Melbourne, because we don't want them to feel left out. You know, we do have the best fireworks display.
In my head, I thought we might go to the Central Coast first.
Let's go to the Central Coast. Yay, Central Coast.
This is Sally's. We should reveal, for a conflict of interest, that Fran herself also is domiciled currently in the Central Coast. And
had to get the Central Coast
in
there.
When you pitched this person, I was upset, and I said, but you're just doing this. You know what I mean? Like, this is not
nepotism.
The ABC.
This is Central Coast nepotism.
Yeah, this is your Sunny Coast, Central Coast pals are getting special treatment.
We do have our own fireworks on the Central Coast, but, you know, we're slowly making our way up to Sydney standards.
Okay, this is Sally. She's amazing. She's done something really quite amazing today.
Hi, this is Sally from the Central Coast of New South Wales. To bring the colour this New Year's Eve, I'm going to be running 31Ks for the 31st of December with a couple of friends of mine before an early night so that I can be up early to volunteer at my local park run tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Okay. I think we can safely say Sally's not going to be with us at midnight tonight, having just run 31Ks and put us all to shame.
I reckon there's something in what you're saying there. 31Ks is like three quarters of a marathon.
I don't even know. It's a long, it's a long, long way.
Marathon's 42, right? So
yeah. Most other people have been sitting still, holding their spot at the waterfront or, you know, having a drink with friends. And meanwhile, Sally's run 31Ks for the 31st.
She's amazing. I love that. I absolutely love that. And for no reason.
Just 31.
Decided to do it. Yeah. How would she, if you're a blind person, how do you have someone guide you or how do you?
You run. Run for 31Ks, I guess.
Just run. I suppose you have someone next to you or something, do you?
And Park Run, which Sally said she's volunteering at in the morning, is a very organised, regular event with runners of all abilities from all walks of life. So, yeah, that's going to be New Year's Day morning. Edwina will be swimming. Sally will be running. I might well be sleeping.
What about Scott? He's from Melbourne. He's playing away tonight. Let's hear what he's got to say.
G'day, my name's Scott Nixon and I'm from Melbourne. How I bring colour to my New Year's is pretty simple. I stay with friends. I go and visit my best mate who lives down in Geelong and stay with her lovely family. And we've got friends who come through with young kids as well. And this year is going to be even more colourful because my best friend has recently reattached with her father's side of the family. So we're going to have four kids between the ages of 4 and 10 upstairs running around, having fun, eating too much sugar and hopefully falling asleep before midnight, while all us grown-ups are going to be downstairs having a couple of drinks and just a fun time, lots of laughs, lots of deep conversations, I'm sure, seeing out what was, you know, a horrendous year for some of us and hopefully bringing in something even better. So I just want to wish everyone out there a very, very happy new year and let's all hope that 2026 really rocks.
Yes, good on you, Scott. Appreciate your well wishes there. You're listening to ABC Radio. My name's Tim Brunero. In the studio with me is Fran Mathey. She'd be no stranger to you. She's been doing this for 10 years, describing the fireworks for the blind and vision impaired. Are you there, Fran?
I'm right here. I'm ready to go, but we still have a few more things to accomplish before the fireworks launch from all their different locations. We've got four barges for the 9 p.m. fireworks. We've got the bridge as a bit of a focal point, which always launches some fireworks of its own. And actually, especially for the 9 p.m. call in country display, the pylons play a really large part. They have a story unfolding on them, which has been composed out of line drawing animations and also some text. So I'm hoping Tim will jump in with some of that while I'm busy with the fireworks descriptions.
At the moment, I can report that the pylons are saying maritime exclusion zone.
That's exciting stuff. No, we're hoping for something a bit more than that when the calling country begins. It's actually, the welcome to country is already underway down at the harbour. It's being led by Auntie Joan Bell, a Wiradjuri Gadigal woman, and she's going to be accompanied by a pylon projection that was filmed in our very own Royal Botanic Gardens, because we've got a bit of a botanical theme tonight overall with the fireworks. And as the calling country display unfolds, there's going to be visuals with glowing animals, plants and symbols of life. And there'll be symbols from spear to boomerang, from tears to the luminous Waratah, from spirit to moon. We're told that each element reflects the enduring presence of country and the beauty that rises from loss. And this is all alongside a soundtrack created by producers Nuki and Tasker. And it's beginning with a Dirangunj welcome song, which will be performed by Warren Foster, followed by a Darawal Doorga song that speaks about the wild dog and his two names, Mirigan and Warrigal. This piece was composed by Cecil McLeod and Richard Scott Moore. They're both renowned cultural teachers. And then it's going to finish with a final song, which is a Dirangunj song from Wallaga Lake, telling of fishing with the woven hand line and abalone hook carrying the rhythm of sustenance and tradition. So we've got music, we'll have fireworks, we'll have pylon projections, we'll have lighting. It's already all lit up out there on the harbour. It's looking beautiful before the fireworks even begin, I have to say. Luna Park is glowing with its big Ferris wheel lit up in multicoloured rays. We've got all the lights of the buildings around the harbour twinkling away. The Harbour of Light Parade, with all the wonderful tall ships and other vessels on the harbour, lit up with rope lighting that festoons their masts and sails. A bit of a change of pace from the Sydney to Hobart. These are all very relaxed vessels just drifting around the harbour, although the people riding on them are probably anything but relaxed. They'd be jumping out of their sailing seats with excitement at what's about to unfold. The lighting on the bridge is currently very blue. We've got twinkly LED lights all along the upper chord and the lower chord of the bridge, which are the two curving parts of the top. The bottom of the bridge, where the traffic and the trains run, is called the road deck. And then at either end, we've got those wonderful big sandstone pylons where the projections are appearing already. So currently those projections have this snaking pale line that's weaving through a blue background, a bit like a snake in the water, I guess. And the words beneath say Bujari Gamarowa, and that's part of our Welcome to Country proceeding, the Calling Country display. So is it time to give a bit of a rundown?
I think so, because we've only got 4 minutes to go. If you've just joined us, my name's Tim Brunero. Very good to be with you this evening. Fran Matthew is with me. She's a professional audio describer. She's going to describe the 9 o'clock fireworks to us. But how will she describe it?
I'll give you a bit of a rundown of the fireworks terminology I'll be using so that I can just use those quick terms as the fireworks are exploding in quick succession. So if you've tuned in for New Year's Eve in recent years, you'll know that I've recently moved away from the accepted fireworks glossary. So that's the one with names like diadems and cross sets that don't mean that much to most of us. I've been opting instead for my own more tactile, perhaps more relatable terms. But actually tonight, a lot of the professional terms for firework effects relate to flowers. So I'm thinking I might go back to some of those, return to the roots, if, as it were, no pun intended.
Sure.
Because we've got peonies and chrysanthemums are two very accepted fireworks terminology names for two of the main effects. They're the big ball shapes, peonies being the ones which are big balls made up of tiny orbs that explode.
And a peony's a flower which is circular.
It's a big ball-shaped flower, yeah.
So we can just say a pom-pom.
A pom-pom. It's a pom-pom
great
shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So peony is the traditional fireworks term. Chrysanthemums are very similar. They're that same shape, but they have long trailing stars that tend to linger on a little bit. They're more spidery, a bit more spiky, and they don't explode and fade right away. There's a variation of both of those, the peony and the chrysanthemum, which is known as a diadem. It's a bit like a chocolate with something else going on in the middle. So it's a big ball, but it's got a different effect and a different
so
colour.
So when we say diadem, we mean a dandelion sort of effect. So all those exploding little bits of colour that have come off a central sphere, but the sphere in the middle is a different colour.
There's something else going on in the core. Yes.
With like a blue,
a crackling core, a blue core, a red core, or a big star. It might have a big white star in the centre of a big blue orb. So it's just, it's a peony or a chrysanthemum with something else happening
on
the inside. We often see, so keeping with the botanical theme, we might get a willow effect, which is like a big canopy. It is like one of those peonies, but it spreads out really far. The rays droop down like the leaves of a willow tree. That's called a brocade, but we're going to call it a willow for tonight. And then when that kind of canopy has a shooting star trail leading up to it, forming a kind of trunk or stem, they become palm trees, or I'll call them palm groves if they're happening in clusters tonight. It's often like the barges are little islands of palm trees all along the harbour. And so the botanical names really end there, but there are also marine-themed terms like fish, which are those clusters of little zooming fireworks that spiral away in different directions like a crazy school of fish. And there's an effect that I like to call jellyfish, because the bright blobs in it look like a big smack of sparkly jellyfish that's hanging in the sky and slowly dripping down. I know what we'll definitely see a lot of tonight are the Roman candles. So they're the fan shapes of crisscrossing fingers. They get fired up in a line from the barges, from the opera house sails, all along the top of the bridge, like big eyelashes.
Is that the one that looks like someone's just turn the hose on and then just let it go?
That's a rolling Roman candle. That's when the fans sweep back and forth, like that sprinkler setting on the hose. The cut snake that's kind of spouting little droplets as it goes back and forth. And we get really tall ones often off the upper chord of the Harbour Bridge, which are like big fan dancer fans kind of waving up and down, or eyelashes, or a bit of a mohawk along the top of the bridge. So they're Roman candles, and they often have detachable orbs of a different colour, like the flames on a birthday candle or like someone's fingernails.
We're getting close here.
We are getting close, and they're pretty much the main effects. We might look out for some special shapes. We're getting a bit of a countdown, and we're off. There's starry stars twinkling on the pylons. The bridge is lighting up, and we've got some beautiful big starbursts of orange with blue orbs flying out from them. They're being fired up from the barges. We've got some crackly arcs of purple and pink with a gold centre, diadems with starry white centres inside, really huge purple peonies. And then that colour scheme is changing to green now. Purple and green interchanging is a really popular fireworks combination. Roman candles firing up big long fingers with detachable orbs from the barges, and those orbs are exploding themselves into big spreading starbursts of red, pink and purple, and those colours are reflected all around that big eye of the bridge, with snaking lines forming across the pylon projections. They're lit up green, and there's a bit of a green and gold happening in the sky now too. Crackles like camera flashes lingering on beyond those exploding peonies and chrysanthemums. And we've got multicoloured orbs flying out of those big puffball pom-poms in the sky as well. Big handfuls of colourful candy being thrown up. Some little snaking lines like fiery dragons coming up. They're like Roman candles, but squiggly fingers, squiggly rays. It's a great effect. And then above those, we've got dripping red horsetails, bunches of strands that droop down through the sky. They're becoming gold now. And crowning those are some big golden willow trees cascading down with glittery fronds. And they're dripping alongside those beautiful horsetail effects, while the bridge glows with little twinkly lights all along the upper and lower chord. We've got some more snaking lines tracing across those pylons, tracing the story of rivers through country, and really, really big willow trees coming off the barges now and lingering on in the sky up above. Pink, hot pink horsetails that are dripping down towards the water and reflecting in it, lighting it up with a beautiful pink glow. There's a crackle in the tips of those horsetails, so as they fade out, they flash through the sky like handfuls of electric glitter, really widely spreading spidery explosions from the barges now. Big long fingers spreading out into the air, and the bridge is glowing gold. There's beautiful eagles flying across the pylons, and they read that we are all a piece of the story. And there's stars, all different flora and fauna coming in on the pylons.
There's we've a got big whale.
Whales, we've got stingrays, emus. And while that's all happening on the pylons, the bridge is twinkling orange. We've got fiery colours in the big starbursts exploding from the barges. And they're leaving little snaking trails of smoke in the air. So it's really like campfires in the sky.
And those spotlights going off,
scissoring spotlights.
Spotlights,
yeah, off the top of the bridge.
They're shooting in one off the and coming down like a big sweeping ray down onto the water as one of the spotlights now that are shooting off the Harbour Bridge.
We've got fish in the sky, red fish zooming out in all directions, those exploding fireworks that zoom around, or it's a bit of a firefly swarm, really. Again, it's that fiery effect like campfires in the sky, and there's dripping down from the road deck of the bridge.
Oh, there's a boomerang dripping down from the, like, where the golden shower
in
goes.
In yellows and reds. So that's a pyrogram where there's a shape made out of fireworks.
Oh.
And something else is raining down now. It looks like koala heads with glowing yellow eyes. We've got two koala pyrograms dripping down from the road deck of the bridge, and some LED lights racing across it, while we've got a wild dog in line drawing form appearing on the black pylons, and a purple light racing across the top of the bridge, while the fireworks from the barges are now big blue diadems with crackly golden centres.
Multicoloured like quadrants. Slices.
Yeah,
so not just two halves of different colours, like four or five.
Spheres divided into quadrants.
Like slices of orange, but different colours.
Absolutely, we've got all the fruits in one. We've got white searchlights roving across the water from the top of the bridge, and we've got pink kind of candy fountains exploding in the sky. Really tall Roman candles with long gold fingers firing up from the barges, and swarms of red fish up above snaking and squiggling away through the sky. all across the water. We've got a male and female form in line drawing, and it says together on the pylons. And we've got some beautiful red, I'd say they're spiders really, exploding in the sky with orbs that crackle out before they fade. The tips of the fronds of those spidery willows are crackling as they dissipate. We've got yellow, we've got green and red lines snaking across the pylons, and some camera flashes in the sky. They're explosions of peonies that seem to have camera flashes, and then puffs of glitter, like puffs of smoke or little powder puffs all through the sky. That's kind of the sting in the tail of the firework. It lingers on in the form of puffy clouds of jellyfish, I suppose, again. Now, we've got really, really huge peonies crowning the explosions above the barges.
I can really see the barges because they're not exploding that high off the barges, some of them.
Yeah, some of them are quite low to the water. And then we've got these big dominating ones above the clusters of peonies. They're getting bigger as they get higher. So the highest ones spread right across the sky. Those searchlights are going crazy, cutting through the smoke from the Harbour Bridge. And we've got these flashing effects in the sky that they're kind of, it's another kind of firework that's, as I said, in the tail of the earlier ones. So they change, they morph even as they linger. And now we've got a red colour scheme, diadems with blue centres, red peonies with blue centres, which is a very botanical look. It is like some kind of Australian native flower, but I'm trying to think what has a red brush-like appearance and a blue centre.
Almost like a waratah.
I suppose it's like a waratah.
With a blue tongue sitting in the middle of it.
Perfect, that's what it is. And it's amazing the shapes that the spotlights are making with the snaking tendrils of smoke in the air. They're lighting them up like this ghostly kind of memory of the fireworks after they've gone. We've got some amazing diadems here. We've got some splices. Yellow on one side, blue on the other. What's that, Tim? Maybe a plum and a peach.
It's like if you cut half an apple and half an orange and then put them together.
Except they happen to be blue and yellow in this case. We've got spiralling kind of mandala on the pylons with a spirit figure flying up towards it with a snaking tail. And then twinkly red lights all across the top, bottom and road deck of the Harbour Bridge. Some glittery peonies in the air, a big, big diadem crowning all the barges with a crackling molten yellow centre. And now we've got some racing, very disco lights back and forth across the Harbour Bridge. Green, blue, red and white. That's really stealing all the limelight at the moment, the Harbour Bridge.
Those lights flashing off the bridge and then that ribbon of light
racing back and forth.
Almost like Morse code dots and dashes.
Yeah, perhaps there's a subliminal signal in there somewhere.
Yes, we should have a look at that later when we look at the recording and see if it's trying to say something.
And then wonderful big willow trees exploding off the barges. I'd say they're almost those palm groves because we're seeing big long stars trailing up from the barges like trunks or stems, big golden canopies above those. So we've got islands of golden palm trees on either side of the bridge in the water there.
And the spotlight's going slowly up. Gee, it's funny, when they go slowly, they actually become more noticeable than when they go quickly.
It's like someone blinking their eyelashes very slowly, open and shut. Everything's joining in now. There is so much glitter in the sky. Huge glittering willow trees, fiery hot arms coming up from the Roman candles on the barges, lights flashing and glowing and racing all across the Harbour Bridge, and then wonderful glittery remnants in the sky.
I love that shimmering,
the last
glittering
little.
That's my, I really enjoy that part of it.
And that's all that's left except for those snaking trails of smoke in the dark sky above the harbour. Beautiful calling country display tonight.
So the 9 o'clock fireworks have ceased as far as we can tell.
Given us a bit of a taster for midnight. Welcomed us all to this beautiful place.
Of course, we're reminded that there is, of course, not just fireworks coming off the barges along the harbour, in front of the bridge and behind the bridge, depending on which way you think the bridge is facing.
There'll be some rooftops joining in at midnight, some of the rooftops around the city.
In the CBD, we'll get into it. And I think the Opera House often has.
Opera House gets in on it. And even Western Sydney residents will get a bit of a look in with the Glebe Island Bridge lighting up tonight as well with some fireworks. We won't be able to see that from where we are, but we can give you an overview of what's happening up and down the harbour. as we just did. We weren't able to read out everything that was appearing on the pylons, but it was a message along the lines of country holds us all and that we all belong. And there were some beautiful graphics as well of Australian flora and fauna.
Of course, the bridge itself has spotlights of different colours. It has three different kinds of lights.
Yeah.
It has massive spotlights sort of in clusters that are doing big, long, like a spotlight would like in Batman, right?
Yes.
And it also has like a ribbon that traces the top of the bridge, which we call the...
upper cord.
And there's also a lower cord.
Yeah, that tends to have the twinkly ones that are kind of
segmented.
Doesn't
have a ribbon on it, does
it? Yeah, no.
And then the deck, the actual deck which has the cars and the trains.
The road deck.
The road deck, we call it.
Yeah.
Also has a ribbon of light.
Yes.
As well as all those little spotlights coming off it. So there's three kinds of lights. There's lights just blinking all over the on the upper cord, the lower cord and the deck.
Yep.
There's also a cord of light on the upper cord and the...
lower cord.
And the deck.
And the deck, sorry.
And that can be as one colour.
Yes.
Like a big solid outline, or it can be broken up, like we were saying before. It was almost like it was doing Morse code, dots and dashes.
That's right. And I'm going to complicate things further because at midnight we often get the girders joining in as well. So they're the struts, the up and down bars of the bridge that join the upper cord to the road deck. Those vertical bars all the way along, they usually join in with some lighting effects of their own, with lobbing some horizontal orbs out into
okay.
the water.
Okay, now you say that. Yes, that's true, they do. And look, I've never played favourites. I don't believe in playing favourites, especially, with, say, with my kids. You've got to love them all equally. You don't go...
you're all
I mean,
my
obviously
favorites.
You do love, and I do love Sally more than the other kids, but, I mean, that's obvious. But what I'm saying is, what I really liked in terms of playing favourites with that display was... those things that drop from the bottom of the bridge where we are accustomed to seeing the golden shower.
The waterfall, the cascade.
Well, usually at the end of the midnight, there's like a giant cascade of golden light.
We've come to expect it, let's be honest.
And in the place of that, the 9 o'clock, they had these things that were dropping off.
Pyrograms.
Pyrograms, they're called.
We love them.
Well, and so I'm saying, I don't want to play favourites. I like all the different parts of the display, but I like that the best.
They were pretty cool.
One was like a boomerang, different colours, and those traditional sort of Aboriginal flag colours. There was also a koala
cute,
and so on.
Cute, cuddly koala faces with glowing golden eyes.
And I do hope those sharks aren't liking this. That's my only... the other thing I think about the fireworks, the reason I like it is because I think the sharks would be frightened and less likely for at least 24 hours to bite. You know, they'd be sort of go lower in the harbour.
They'd be in shock.
They'd be in shock. Don't you think that's a good thing?
They're probably finding some nice rocks to hide beneath.
I think that's a great idea because I don't want to get bitten by a shark, eaten up. You know what I mean? That's not...
you might be safe if you went in swimming in the next hour or so, Tim.
Yeah. I was on the harbour this afternoon, did I tell you? In fact, I was watching you on TV while I was on the harbour on a little ferry.
Multitasking.
And you're on TV talking to the ABC News 24 people about our 10-year anniversary. And how great it is.
It is great. It's great to be back. It's great to anticipate what's coming at midnight tonight. Maybe we won't get the cascade this year. Maybe they'll mix it
Maybe
up.
Maybe they won't.
Maybe we got koalas instead. And we'll see how that comes out in the wash in terms of audience favourites. Do we want koalas? Do we want a cascade?
Yes.
We'll put it to a vote.
I do hope everyone's having a good time out there on the harbour. As a kid, I remember we used to go down for hours. Me and my mate Damien used to go down with an esky. I met a girl one year.
Big shout out to Damien and the nameless girl.
Yeah, well, there was a bit of a sort of pashing situation that happened that night, which, you know, as a kid was, you know, revelation. I was only about 19 or something, so that was good. We met up again. It didn't work out. But the important thing is we had a great New Year's Eve.
The esky.
The esky and, yeah,
the
a good time. The Atmos, it is great fun. It is really good fun. I hope everyone's having a good time. You don't need to drink that much. In fact, I was reading in the paper today that young people don't binge drink at all. I don't know what they do. They must...
they run 31 Ks and swim laps.
They must talk to each other. Madness.
Do healthy things to see in the new
that's
year.
That's right. Look, we've only got about a minute more of broadcast to bring you. Do remember, please, that we'll be back at 20 to 12.
Tune in at midnight for the big one.
For the big one. Yeah, for the big one. For the whopper. So please sharpen your wirelesses and be waiting there.
Keep them tuned.
Get some coffee on the boil. Get a little, put your, you know, if you're having trouble waking up, staying awake, just get your fingernails and push them into your palms to keep yourself awake.
Same bat channel, different time. Speaking of bat channel, we spoke to a flying fox expert some years ago to ask how all these amazing loud fireworks affect our native flying fox
population.
And she
told us.
I mean, it doesn't affect them very well. It's not their favourite night of the year.
No, but they don't get hurt is the most important
thing.
They stay out of the way.
They make room for all the Sydney siders flocking to the waterfront, and there are plenty of them there tonight. So welcome to everybody. See you again just before midnight.
We'll talk again. Fran Matthews, that voice you're hearing. My name is Tim Brunero. We'll be back in about 3 hours.
Talk to you then.